Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing Tosfos Arash. And the issue is, it's in the middle of the sugi of In Shelech Dvar Avera. So you have a halach of Shlichus in the Torah, whereby you could appoint a shliach to accomplish certain results for you. And the principle, it doesn't apply by Averas. Okay, so in Avera, because they say there are times of Misham, is that if you have something which is Asar, so it's Asar to do, so the shliach isn't supposed to listen to a human being who tells him to do it. He's not supposed to listen to Hashem, and therefore, they can't. If you were to say shlichus by Avera, it would turn out you would be allowed to listen to the shliach, because it wouldn't be an Avera. So the halachas by an Avera is Asar for you to do, and you can't do it, you can't just hide behind shlichus and say, now I'm going to do an Avera, because it's not my action, but it's his action. So the shlichus doesn't operate when it comes to avera. Fine. So the question is the problem is that when it comes to me'ilah, it does apply. Okay, by me'ilah, so me'ilah is if you have something which is hektish, and designated to the mikdash. So if you have hektish and you appoint your shliach to use your item, which is hektish, you appoint a shliach to use your item as hektish, so the halacha is that the shlichus works and is my isser of me'ilah. Me'ilah again is isser if a person meshogig uses something as hektish, it's called me'ilah. So again, if I appoint a shliach to use my thing which is hektish, so it's my me'ilah. You say shlichus. Okay, and you say shlichus shalom kamoso. Even though he's doing it, he's not the one who's doing the avera, or he's not. It's not his action. His action counts for me, and therefore we say me, the mishaleach, the sender, violates this or mila. So Gush says, yeah, but why don't you say ain shlichus avera? It's a dvar avera, and by avera you're not supposed to say shlichus. Shlichus doesn't apply by averas, but here it seems like it does. So the Gemara says, because you learn out chet from Truma. Okay? Which means it's Xer Shava, which equates the word chet is used by Truma and by Me'ila. By taking Truma and by the Isser, the violation of Me'ila. So, are they good, huh?
No. They said they weren't until they had to do it.
Okay, fine. Not there. Okay, so by Me'ilah, so the heck is there a show between the two? So it means, or actually, there are many things vis-a-vis which there the two institutions are compared. Taking off Truma and Me'ilah. So it says, the Gemara says, just like you could use a Shliach to take Truma, so you should take Truma to designate Truma, so too you could use a Shliach to violate Me'ilah. That's what the Gemara says. And the Shlichus works here, Shlichus works there. The problem is that when it works by Truma, we're talking about it working to designate Truma, which is a mitzvah. When it's working by Me'ilah, it's an Avera. So that's what it says, is that it's true that there's a Gzeir Shava between the two, but you don't have to compare it to every single aspect of Me'ilah and Truma. There's certain things which are different about them. So this thing doesn't make any sense. This is Ein Shel V'Avera, and by Averas, it doesn't make sense to say Shliach. So therefore, just because they're compared, if there was no, the comparison came to teach us this one halacha, the Gzeir Shava must be teaching us something, so then it's one thing. But here, the Gzeir Shava is used on many other things that they have in common. So the thing is, but this is, it says, how can you compare them in this regard if one of them is a mitzvah, one of them is an avera? And by mitzvah we know there is shlichus, by avera we know there's no shlichus. So therefore, what right do you have to say that the Gzeir Shava should just apply shlichus to me'ilah? That's his question. So he answers, he says, no. He says, because with regarding shlichus, it's mistaber to learn out, it's logical to learn out from me'ila to Truma. From Truma to me'ila. Namely, that shlichus will work. And it turns out, u'me'ila ha'vila to avera. And it just turns out that it happens to be an avera. Okay, that's his whole answer. It's not clear what he means. But again, his question was, how could you learn from Truma to Shlicha to Truma to Me'ilah because there's no svar at all. How could you compare the two? They're totally different. One's a mitzvah. And his answer is, no. it's a svara to say that really you could learn them out. You could learn them one from the other. And it turns out, and it happens to be, it's an avera. Okay. He doesn't say that much. He doesn't really seem to be answering his question even. But apparently he is. So the question is, what's the answer here? I mean, the problem is, it sounds like he's going back and forth. And the Havamino, you know, he's saying it doesn't, there's no svara, ain't svara klal, to compare Truma and Mila in this regard. Because one's aver, one's not. And then the answer is no, because it's mistaver. It's logical to compare them in this regard. I mean, it's just like he's totally, what's mistaver? Is it smart to do it or not to do it? Let me spell it. So what I think what you have to answer, what has to be answered in your svara, is we mentioned this at the beginning yesterday, but it's like you have this universal rule of Ein Shel Zaravera, and now you have one exception because of a limud of Chei from Shuma, and Be'ila is the exception. So what's the sense to having an exception? I mean, the argument of Ein Shel Zaravera is because they're Rav, they're Tam, they're Mishomim. So Shuyo makes Zer Shava, and Zer Shava, you can't argue that Zer Shava is Zer Shava, but I mean, what's the sense to it? Why should the Torah have this rule? In general, you don't ever have a Shlichas by Avera, but here's one case, one exception that you do. And what's the... There's going to be another exception, whatever. What's the sense behind the thing? And what's the Zer Shava? What's the idea behind it? And what's... And also, what's the comparison to Truma? And what does that mean? Just Truma mean to do with that? I mean, that's also a question. It's just not a question. Whenever you have a Zer Shava, it's like, is the comparison to Truma part of the idea, or is it just that's how we know it, but it has nothing to do with that? And that's also an implicit question. Yes, we can answer. Yeah. Okay, so I'm thinking like, it's similar to what Johnny is suggesting. What's the comparison between Mi'ila and Truma? And the surface, I mean, it's altogether funny. Mi'ila is one thing, Truma is a different thing. They both involve something with Kodesh or Lashem, but I mean, what's the comparison? You know? So, it seems like the comparison is, in a certain sense, you can look at them as like opposite processes. Okay? Opposite processes, which is you can have an object which has a designation Lashem, and you can have an object which is just a regular object. It's called. So Truma is where you're taking a regular object and designating it Lasha. That's the process of Rosh Hashanah Truma. Right? You're being Mafresh the Truma. And the Ila is the opposite process, where you take an object which is Lashem and you're breaking its designation and rendering a Chulin. Okay? There's Alacha, you can look it up, I forgot, but there's Alacha. In general, when you do Mila, the thing goes to Chulin. Okay, it breaks its designation. It's in the beginning of Mila there. No. So they're in a certain sense, they're really, they're opposite processes. I mean, one of them is a mitzvah, one of them is an avera. True. But essentially, they're the same process in reverse. So, I mean, there are different objects, I mean, one's by produce, but that doesn't matter. Conceptually, saying they're compared, because it means they're both, they're really opposite, but they're really, the essence of both of them is you're defining, giving the object a designation and breaking that designation. Okay? And the Gzera Shava is saying that those two processes follow a similar pattern. And it's saying it's just like, and there's a good argument, it's just like in terms of creating the designation, you don't have to do it yourself, but you could do it through a vehicle of a shaliach, of an agent. So too in breaking the designation of the object, you could do it through a shliach and not on your own. Okay? There's a sense to that. Now, you'll tell me, but it's an avera. So it's very nice. It's very nice if you pretend to ignore avera for a second, then it's true, there are reverse processes, and what applies to one side should apply to the other side. But avera. So the thing is like this, is that there's a difference between, let's say, the avera of, let's say of Yin Chazar, even though Chazar we don't say Shlichus by either, but let's say Yin Chazar and an Avera of Mila. Okay? See, because yeah, Chazar's whole existence is a Maisa Avera. What's Chazar? So God said there's such a thing as a Maisa Avera of Yin Chazar. Payment to Maya. Okay? But in Mila, so to speak, it's Chazer's whole existence, its identity is an Avera. What is Chazer? Rechil is Chazer, it's not an Avera. That's what it is. But see, Me'ila, so to speak, it has an existence prior to the Avera. Whereas Me'ila is like Truma. Truma and Me'ila, forget mitzvah and Avera. They're realities of this designating an object one way and breaking its designation. Designating it Lashem and breaking its designation of Lashem. Okay, those are the realities vis-a-vis the chafza. Now, it happens to be that it's a mitzvah to create the designation, and it's an avera to break the designation. But like the avera, so to speak, you could imagine, you could conceptualize Mi'ila and Truma, Rosh Truma, without the avera. There are the realities vis-a-vis the chafza, creating and breaking the designation of the object. And in Me'ila, the Torah said it's not good to break the designation of an object Lashem and to make a chulin, and the Torah says it's also, it's an avera. And it's good to make something on a Lashem, and it's a mitzvah. But that's like, it's in a certain sense, it's super added to the underlying reality of Hafrashas Truma and of Me'ila, which are creating and breaking Kachal Hashemos, designations in the object. So what's saying is that, so when it comes to something which is, whose very definition is one of Avera, its identity is Avera, so then by Avera, the Torah never said Shlichus by Avera. It doesn't say, there is no Shlichus by Avera, Chazer. Okay? But this is not primarily Avera. This primarily, it exists as the flip side of Truma, as is set up by the Gzeir Shava. Its identity exists prior to the Avera or the Mitzvah. It's really, it's a creating an identity or bringing identity in the object. And that framework has flip processes. And we know that by one process, namely the creation, there's Shlichus. So he says so too. The Gzeir Shava says by the other side of the process, there should be Shlichus. It's Avera. Fine, the Avera is parenthetical to the thing. It means it's Memela Avera. It's not primarily an institution of Avera. It's primarily an institution of undesignated, breaking the designation of an object. So the realm, and again, the idea of actual Avera is the realm of Averos is the Torah is a mufka from that you don't have Shlichus. But when the Gzeir HaShavah is teaching you is that by an Avera whose essence is really something other, and the Avera is parenthetical, the Limud is teaching you that there, the Torah does extend Shlichus. There, the Torah does extend Shlichus. I mean, it still is an Avera. I'm not saying it's not an Avera. And you still could have an argument to Avera Avdera Talmud, but it's saying is that since primarily its existence is in a different framework, so the Limud is saying is the Torah did not remove it from Shlichus. Normally, Avera doesn't extend to it. But since this exists in a different framework, so Shlichus, so the shame, it's the Shlichus applies to that. And the Avera doesn't prevent it. So just to see it inside, he says, says regarding Shlichus, it's mistaber to learn out Me'ila from Truma, that Shlichus is Shaykh. Why? Because the Gzeir HaShavah between Shlichus, between Me'ila and Truma makes their flips. And it's logical to learn out one from the other. Why not? And it turns out it's a Me'ila. The Shem Avera is Me'ila. It's not primarily, it's not a Shem Avera. The Shem essentially is Me'ila, Truma, they go together. And the Me'ila turns out as like a super added thing that Avera comes along for the ride. But the thing is the primary talk about Me'ila is in the same ballpark as Truma. If the essence of the thing is Avera, how can you talk about it together with Truma? They're two different. So that's his question. His question is that really, this is Avera, there's a mitzvah, they're two totally different things. How can you compare the two? Me'ila is primarily an Esser, Truma is primarily a mitzvah, and therefore, how can you start comparing one to the other? You can't extend from mitzvah to Avera. But he says, no, the Gzeir HaShavah is that really, that's not the idea. The Gzeir HaShavah is telling you, it's not just they're two totally different essences that Torah happens to compare. It's saying their essences are flip processes, and the essence of both of them is relating to the designation of the object, of Hashem. And it happens to be there's a superior quality of Avera mitzvah. So it's saying, but in terms of determining whether Shlichus will apply to it, that follows the primary identity of the thing, which is the designation of the object, in which case they're flips. And therefore they should mirror each other in the what mechanism operates by them. And the Avera is a side thought. So there, the Torah doesn't say, Avera is not Ma'akev. The shlicha is when the avera is a side point. It means the Torah is what it's a. What I'm saying is like it's the Torah's. That's what Rashi is like. Rov Devarim, they're compared. It's the Torah is through the Gzer Shava is setting up a parallelism between Shuma and Me'ilah. And it's the Torah wants it that there are parallel structures. Now, if you would say that if you prevent shlichus by Me'ilah because it's avera, and Shuma you can have it, so that would break the parallelism. So there's a force of allowing shlichus because of that. That's what Lima teaches you, is that even though that avera by its nature shouldn't have it, even if it's a secondary thing and it pre-exists, you could still say Bamla is still an avera. But for the sake of, since primarily it exists as an institution of designating the object, and in that framework there's a force to say that it should have shlichus, so that it's parallel to the truma. So therefore, that trumps the secondary aspect of the avera. But if you'd have another institution which predates Avera, doesn't mean that by that institution, yeah, it's fine. So, but now Avera is put on top of it, and Shilta Avera. So there's not necessarily a force to say Shlichus does work. Here there's a force to say Shlichus does work because it's Gzer Shava, because Torah is creating an equation, parallel structure. And I'm not sure. The question was having Oskana. So, I mean, this is one way to learn it. I mean, it's hard to know. But, It could be as how mean it was. It's a question about the Gzer Shava. Is this Gzer Shava saying is that you have Truma and you have a Mila and they're two different institutions, one's Mitzvah, one's Avera. But the Torah is saying that since there's a relationship between them, the Torah is extending properties of one to the other. But it's essentially they're really two totally different things. But a certain type of Gzer Shava could just say that because of a relationship between two things, the Torah could extend properties. Halachas from one to the other. Or you could say, and that's a Hamina. So if that were the case, then since the Truma is primarily Mitzvah and Mila is primarily Avera, so you can't extend this thing, Shlichus, from here to there, because you're extending it from Mitzvah to Avera, which is it doesn't make sense. It's Ein Svar HaKlal to extend that. But Kamash Malon, that's not the idea of this Gzer Shava. This Gzer Shava is saying is that they're primarily two sides of the same institution. They're not one's Avera, one's Mitzvah, which happen to be related, and happen to be that there are characteristics extended, but it's saying is that they really are flip sides of each other. And therefore, they're both primarily designation institutions and not Mitzvah and Avera, and the Mitzvah and Avera are Memela. So if that's the case, then it does make good sense. It's a good Svar to extend from one to the other. So the next thing I want to do here is Shlichus Yad. Oh, no, I'm sorry. So that's another thing. So then the Gemara says, so why don't you learn from Me'ilah to all Averos, to all Yisurim? Because once you see, so that's been enough, once you see that the Torah does break the lines and posit there is Shlichus by an Esar, by an Avera, so now from Binyan Av, you should say, I have a right to say that it's going to say by all Yisurim. By all of Eros. So I think maybe we could talk about that a little bit. Okay, because you could argue what I mean, but Mila is different. Mila is a different type of Mila, type of Avera. So, but the Gemara suggests that you could learn from Mila to all of Eros and say there's always Yeshua to Avera. And the Gemara says, no, you don't say that because it's Shnei Ksuvim al Gafa, which is, say what Shnei Ksuvim al Gafa, do you guys know what Shnei Ksuvim al Gafa is? No? Shnei Ksuvim al Gafa is like, the Torah is Prismanina, which means that if a Torah, if you have a bunch of Yisurim, and the Torah says by one of them Shlichus works, you have a right to extend it and say it's not just about that one, but it's only about the class of Averos. But if the Torah by two separate Averos tells you Shlichus works, so you say, is if it were telling you universal, it wouldn't have to tell you by both of them. So if it tells you both, it must be it's only these two and nothing else. So that's what it says, that it's not only a Me'ilah, but also this is a thing called Shlichus Yad. And the Shlichus Yad also is saying Shlichus, so therefore you can't extend. So we're going to get into what this Shlichus Yad is. Okay, so Shlichus Yad is, so maybe look at the Rambam and just get a little bit familiar with what Shlichus Yad is. It's Yod, it's quoted here. Sigdela, Perik Yom Yon Aleph. But you've got to get all the background on Alechus, and you have Smachos B'Sham B'Sel. I mean, you have to get a little bit into Shlichus Yad before we get into whether Shliach works by Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad isn't anything to do with Shliach. Shlichus Yad is like using an object which you've borrowed or something. So let's see, we'll get to it. Okay. Oh, Thursday,